Welcome to the Uplift Chronicles, where we journey through the powerful stories of those who inspire, uplift, and make a difference. I am your host, Kofi Dake. In each episode, we dive deep into the lives, accomplishments, and the diverse backgrounds of remarkable individuals, particularly those of Afro heritage, who are changing the world one story at a time. Whether you are seeking motivation, connection, or a celebration of culture, you are definitely in the right place. So sit back and relax, and let's explore how lives have been uplifted, both in Africa and across the globe. This is the Uplift Chronicles.
Breast cancer is not a stranger to my family. I lost my mother at an early age of 35 due to breast cancer. I was a child, less than 10 years, and even had a sibling who was younger than me among the four other siblings that I had. Today, my family is yet fighting a fierce battle against breast cancer. My niece, after several tests and loss of waiting, was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic triple negative breast cancer, MTNBC. If she had delayed her test a little longer, it would have been too late for her. Today, we will discuss our topic, closer to home, the impacts of breast cancer on my family. My special guest today is my niece, Namakau Angelina Akombelwa Adra, who is a metastatic cancer warrior, to discuss this topic with me, which hits very close to home. Namakau, you are welcome to this podcast.
Thank you so much for the invite, Dad. I know you don't like me calling you Dad, but thank you for the invite, Mr. Dake. I appreciate this.
Okay. You are welcome, yes. So let me just tell our audience a little bit about you, okay? So Namakau, obviously, as we were already in the icebreaker, she is my niece. Namakau is very vibrant and young, 34 years old. She's a wife and mom of a beautiful two-year-old daughter. She made me the youngest grandpa. So, born and raised in Lusaka, Zambia, to my sister Betty and Albert, her husband, Akombelwa, where she practiced as a chartered practicing accountant, CPA, for a private hydropower company. She also obtained FCCA and FZICA qualification. She rose to the assistant finance manager in her company. She managed complex assignments such as an international audit for clients. She loves to sing, travel, and enjoy life. She also won awards in various clubs and an SDA church in singing, etc. Above all, Namakau is my niece and very close in age, which made us like a big brother, big sister relationship type. Yeah, I think I got everything. Did I miss
You got everything, but you forgot that I'm a gym fanatic. I love to work out.
There
yes,
you go.
And I'm a documentary nerd. I love me some documentaries. I love things that make my mind work. And music driven. Music is a source of solace for me, and also hope and excitement for me. Yes, but everything else is 100% correct. Thank you for inviting.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that addition as well. Yeah. So on the 5th of February 2024, this year, your life changed in a spectacular, scary way.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a mere checkup turned to a cancer review. Can you walk me through that day?
Yes, the 5th of February 2024, a day I now never forget. Well, before I start to describe what happened on that day and walk you through it, I have 5 facts about breast cancer that probably most people do not know. That number one, having a history of someone with breast cancer, not only from the female side, your mother's side of the family, but also your father's side, increases your chances of breast cancer. New cases of breast cancer is hitting the younger folk. Ladies less than 35 years are now having breast cancer. Did you know that muscles will save your life and help you fight cancer better? And the fourth one will be stress, alcohol, and smoking do increase your chances of cancer. We know we are young and people tell us, no, you can enjoy your life, but all this can destroy. And then the fifth point is breast cancer doesn't have to come in the form of a lump. And that was my case. So on the 5th of February, 2024, I went in for a mere checkup because I, as I noted, I'm a gym enthusiast, thought I sprung my chest muscle due to increasing the weights I was pushing. So I went to a private clinic and saw a regular GP. The doctor checked me out and said, okay, everything seems fine, but have you ever had a mammogram? I was like, no, I'm only 34. I thought mammograms, you start them at 40. He was like, no, we can have a mammogram and also a scan because you're less than 40. Let's just rule out everything. And you know, Africa, private hospitals, you just ignore and say, okay, this is a quick way of them making money, but what the hell? Let me just do what I can. So I had the mammogram. And then when I went to see the doctor for the scan, as soon as she scanned my right breast, she kept quiet and told me, madam, I'm sorry to tell you, but from the way I'm seeing, you have certain lymph nodes which are looking swollen and also some hidden lumps in your breast. This looks like 80% cancer. Wow. That was a total change in my life. That is how my life changed in a scary, spectacular way. Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's definitely life changing. So there was a waiting period after all these tests. I believe you did go for a second opinion.
Yes, I did.
So what options were they available to you?
As you highlighted, I stay in Zambia. So cancer is a disease that is not well managed in a small African country. So I was advised by family to get a second opinion at a more exclusive private clinic. And I saw a high-level oncologist. He did his physical examinations, looked at my blood tests, and confirmed that indeed I had cancer. So with that, you know, cancer is time, is pressure. You have to manage your time with cancer. If you delay, it spreads faster. So immediately he ordered for me to have a biopsy, CT scan, blood tests, and all other tests. That majority of them, the results had to be done, the testing had to be done in India. So it took about 6 weeks for my results to come out, 6 weeks not knowing what kind of cancer I had, how bad it was. And when it finally came, I was told I had the HER2 positive stage 2 breast cancer.
Okay.
Do you have an idea of that, what that is, or should I explain what that is?
Yes, please do explain. I did some research, and I've been learning through the process. You've been educating me as well. But yeah, please go ahead and explain.
Okay. So what I had is a sarcoma, you know, sarcinoma, meaning that it is cancer in an inductive, an invasive kind of cancer. So there are actually 4 types of cancer. One, which is hormonal-based, you know, it's the less aggressive breast cancer. All they do is manage your hormones. Rarely do they put you on chemotherapy. And then there's the second one, which is a combination of your hormones and also this protein element called HER2. This one, you have minimal chemotherapy. Rarely do they do a lot of toxic chemo and toxic treatments. It's also quite manageable. Then we have the HER2. It's a protein element kind of cancer. And this one is what they diagnosed me in Zambia. You know, yes, it's aggressive, but it's controllable. There are chemos, there are so many drugs that are available that help the patient get better quickly.
I did read a few things also, and this is I'm just pretty much quoting review online that I did. Okay, and this is for informational purpose only. For any medical advice or diagnosis, viewers should consult a professional. So the metastatic triple negative breast cancer, TNBC, is a type of breast cancer that has spread beyond the breast to other parts of the body, such as the bones, lungs, liver, or brain. Also, it is also known as stage 4 TNBC. Right. So that's what pretty much you describe also.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was only diagnosed when I had to get a third opinion in India. So I went to India fit. By the way, I was never sick. I had no sign that I had cancer in me. I was very strong. Even during my journey to India, my caregiver was mistaken to be the patient and I being the caregiver. That's how fit I was.
Yeah.
And when we finally did the PET scans, because we do not have the PET scan machines in Zambia, that's when it was noted that actually this was actually a triple negative breast cancer and not a protein element breast cancer, meaning it's the most aggressive breast cancer. And not only did I have the most aggressive breast cancer, it's actually in stage 4. It had already moved, spread to my lungs, both lymph nodes, both sides to my skeleton, and some of it was in my neck. So ideally, if I didn't go to India, my oncologist was like, if you just delayed by a month, you'd have been dead. That's how serious it was. Right. And I was given about, if I do not take chemo, a maximum of 1 year to live, 6 to 1 year to live. But with chemo, we can try to extend the lifespan, maybe to 2-3 years, and maybe even reach a point where there's no evidence of disease.
Mm.
Yeah.
And actually, when you went for the first treatment, chemo in India,
yes,
you had a positive response, right? For a time period, and I know we were excited, and yes.
Yes, it was an exciting time.
Speak of that experience.
Okay, yes. So due to me having stage 4 cancer, I have to go see the oncologist in India every quarter. So I went for my quarterly review because I started my chemo in March after 4 cycles. It showed that there was a 70% reduction in the cancer. All the areas which were noted outside of the right breast which had cancer were not shown. The cancer was not reflecting in the PET scans. So that was good news. And I was told, okay, you complete the last 4 cycles. And then we can assess what the next treatment will be. Probably immunotherapy for a little while, then surgeries, then radiation. But sadly, with the kind of cancer I'm dealing with, it mutates, it's stubborn, it spreads easily. When I went back in September, I was told that there was actually cancer disease progression. That's how I finally accepted that cancer is indeed a journey. And it's a journey that you have to take your time, be patient, and leave it to God, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, you did mention about the lack of treatment options in Zambia for this type of cancer. But we did some research options in the US and yes, India for treatment. You ended up in India and you just walked us through your experience in all the phases that you went in India. So during mom's time, when she went through this, that's your grandma, those early years, they didn't even have better ways of detection, neither did they have treatments and stuff like that. So it was just kind of a different way to fight it. But again, these diseases just have impacts on the family. Okay. Mm-hmm. You are a warrior, and I've learned how to draw strength from your toughness. Okay, you know, I've been emotional about this, and so have my sister and then other siblings as well about this. But one interesting thing I found out, I was at my doctor's visit last week, and I did mention what we're going through and stuff like that, and he did advise me to also get tested because cancer, breast cancer, actually do affect men as well.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. It does. Yeah, that was the vital information that I received. I've heard it before, but I never really took it serious that it did affect men, but it was very informative for me to hear that. So how did the faces of fighting cancer affect your immediate family? You are 34 years, very vibrant, gorgeous mom of two-year-old wife and a wife, a daughter to amazing parents, an older sister to your only sibling, and then also grew up with a cousin close to an aunt and auntie you're going through. So how has this affected you, the family?
Cancer is more than a physical disease. Cancer has a way of affecting every single aspect of your life. It affects your mental health. It affects your spirituality. It affects the relationships in the home. It even affects your relationships with your friends and also your dreams and also your financial capabilities. So yes. How did this cancer, first of all, affect me? Mm. As a young 34-year-old woman who was at the height of her career and a mother and a wife, I had these big dreams for myself. I never thought cancer was going to hit someone like me because I worked out, I tried to keep fit, and it's messed my ability to plan for the future. It's messed my ability to save money for trust for my daughter because everything that I have has to go to my medicines to keep me alive. It's affected how I relate with my husband, how I relate with my parents. Everybody's affected because they do not know. They do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. They do not know what's going to happen next week. Because cancer has the way of just evolving and mutating and taking a person at a time that you least expect. It's been hectic, but in every trial, I saw this video as I was going through my feed. This man was saying that whenever you go through the darkest hours of your life, for you to survive, you must ask God, what is it that you want me to learn from this? And how do you want my situation to impact the masses?
Exactly.
So even in your darkest hour, you should learn to give back, encourage others, think outside of yourself. Then you find purpose, you find meaning. You look through yourself and say, what parts of my personality, what parts of who I am do I need to amend to be at peace with both God and men? And that is what has kept me going. And my faith in Christ, knowing that in everything, this is, if you forget everything that I've talked about, I want you to remember one thing. Mm-hmm. In every situation, God is good. Even when you have stage 4 cancer and you are unable to pay for chemos and whatever, God is good. Because in every situation, people around you are being impacted. They're being impacted by your life. And that is what has kept me going. That was what has kept my mother going, my father going, because we are sad, we are depressed, but we will not dwell in our hollows of pain, but find a way to touch other people.
Absolutely, I do agree with you because we've been going through this with you. You are the strong one here. And many times I feel like I should be holding your hand day to day, taking you to treatments and stuff like that. But you actually motivated and you've encouraged us to not shy away from facing this situation head on, at least for me. Okay, so I do know that this has had a financial impact on you.
Tremendously, and also
the entire family. So I would like on your behalf, with your permission, we started a GoFundMe. Okay.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. So I would like to share on this podcast. The link will be also on this podcast as well. But if you go to GoFundMe, just go into your browser and type in GoFundMe/D7C98671. And just type in GoFund.me/D4Delta 7C4Charlie 98671. So the Namakau's GoFund will pop up, and it gives you an option to be able to share it, to put a comment, and then also. More importantly, to donate. It gives you an option over there. And all funds goes directly in helping Namakau through her medication expenses and medical expenses for treatment as well. And also, if you have any other suggestions where there are some, could be clinical trials or any treatments, please reach out to us as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for starting the GoFundMe. You have been one of the people who's been assisting me with my medical bills, because I've reached a point now where I'm unable to work full-time due to servicing my disease or diagnosis. Mm. And I've now reached a point where I can no longer afford. I've been at it for 8 months now, and I can no longer afford my chemotherapy, worse off my immunotherapy, which is over $5,000 a dose for a month, which is a dream to be paid for. And any contribution from anybody would be much appreciated, anything. And God bless you for thinking of me. God bless you for donating to help my cause. And I also do my best to encourage others and do what I can to educate young people on how cancer has no time period. Cancer has no way of being predicted, you know, that yes, it's going to happen in your life on this date, and we must prepare, and how we can help each other, you know, be united and also be in a mental space that we can fight this. Because with cancer, if your mind is not strong to fight, your body will not fight as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I always like to use this platform to highlight the many things, good things happening in Africa, in the diaspora, and in our community. However, I believe we should not shy away or be scared to bring forth great awareness or seek solutions to difficult or challenging situations, as in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Getting tested, adopting preventive measures, doing some life-changing habits and treatments can go a long way to help fight the cause against breast cancer in our community. And as you know, this month, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we are dedicating this episode to all who have been affected by the challenges of breast cancer, mm-hmm. both individuals and family. And this really hit close to home for us. What is your final message to our listeners today?
My final message for my listeners today, I have a lot to say,
And once you do that, I also want to answer the question, what is next for you on this journey as well?
Well, what is next for this journey? It's a tough question to ask a cancer patient. But as a cancer patient, I know what most of us would say. What is next? What is next is to heal and to spread awareness of how your lifestyle and your exercise routine can affect your chances of beating breast cancer or whatever cancer you're going through. And also be a light to the world. Yes, I might be going through one of the most scary situations that anyone can be in, but encouraging others and thinking about people out of you, not focusing on your journey, is something that I'm planning on doing and exploring. Maybe even do maybe YouTubes and other types of media sources to kind of bring out my voice to the world. And you said my final message to the listeners. My final message to the listeners is that don't forget that in your darkest hour, the dawn is soon, and that in everything, God is good. And the best way to live is to be with peace, with God and peace with man. Yes. Amen. And please check your bodies. Do not say you're young. If you do not know how to manually check yourself, individually check yourself for cancer, breast cancer, please go to the clinic, do a mammogram. Most of the local clinics are doing free tests for breast cancer right now in the month of October. Do participate in any marathons or any donations or anything that is being done to help people with cancer, because this is a very expensive disease, and any help that you can give anybody that's in my situation will be appreciated.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I have been collaborating as part of the Uplift Chronicles podcast to do some walking in the community. Also, we partnered with another NGO called Endo Foundation to do some 5K runs and other things that need to be done in the community. So yes, we would like to know how people are impacting the awareness of breast cancer and what you're doing to create that awareness. So you can share with us on our social media platform also what you're doing to create that awareness. So I would like to thank you, Namakau, for making time and sharing your great and inspiring stories on fighting breast cancer head on. We'll continue fighting together.
Yes.
Yes, and we are very optimistic that you will beat this cancer.
Yes.
You have inspired me, like I've always said, and I believe it will go a long way to uplift and strengthen other people listening to us as well. It was an absolute honor and pleasure to have you as my special guest on this podcast.
Thank you so much for the invite.
You are welcome. And we are people of faith. And I would like to share a verse from the Bible that I saw. So it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And this is from Philippians 4:16. I read from the NIV version. I hope we keep our listeners updated on our continued fights where needed. Yes.
Yeah.
And to our listeners, a big thank you for staying tuned with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Uplift Chronicles, or at a bare minimum, encourage you and put some hope to be able to fight battles in your life. Please leave us your feedback and comments on our social media platforms. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Uplift Chronicles. I hope you found inspiration in today's stories and the spirit of upliftment. Remember, every life has the power to inspire change, and every story is a thread in the rich tapestry of our shared heritage. If you enjoyed this episode, kindly subscribe and leave a review, and share it with someone who could use a little upliftment in their life. Follow us on social media for more updates and join the conversation. Until next time, keep uplifting and stay inspired. Signing off, this is Kofi Dake.